It's your boy, DJ ATLM Styles, Six Eyes, the whole squad, everybody. Let's get this mic open up. There's a lot to discuss, there's a lot to get into. Enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network. Yo, Six, you there? All right, I guess we're successfully joined here.
Yo.
There we go. All right. I can't complain, man. Life has been what it is, man. I mean, it's a journey, man. Every day is a journey, new chapter.
Yes, it is.
To move forward on stuff. Oh, just to make sure, everybody, y'all call 424-243-9617 if you want to speak. Hit that mic so we can get you in, so we can get everybody in to start speaking. There we go. One just came in. So everybody, we got the entertainment report. We got a lot of things to discuss tonight, but I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball to my man Six Eyes. Man,
all right, brother. Well,
Six Eyes Extraordinaire.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, once again, welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking in with Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. Hello to Queen Nye, station manager. Hello to you. Shout out to the squad.
Good evening.
And we are here. So phone lines are open, like I said, 424-243-9617. Press the 1, join the conversation. Going to have a great show. Might not have much music tonight. Music is beautiful, but it's a lot going on in the world. So we're going to definitely discuss that. So I'm going to pass the mic. Pass the mic back to you, ATL.
All right. Yeah, back to me. Whew. Man, everybody, how's everybody mental tonight, man? Push one so you can speak so we can get everybody in, because I think we need to run through that, see how everybody mental is. That's a very important thing for us to do. It's our pattern. It's what gets us started on our show. So everybody, just press one if you want to speak to give your mental, what your mental is at right now.
Wonderful. Well, Northern California is checking in as at 8. Blessings, everyone. Glad to be here.
All right. Blessings. Okay, so we got an 8 up next.
Well, I'm doing great. I'm doing a 10, and I'll be even doing better if I do believe I have a good stumper for 6 for another song tonight, if we could get that in. And I think I might stump him on the song tonight.
Well, you did just jump me. We always let the queens go first with their mental. we going to let that. So any other females, how's your mental?
I'm a 10. It's Ruthie.
Okay, we got 8 and 10.
Okay, I'm a 10.
8, 10, and 10. Okay, so that might be a lottery number, 8, 10, and 10. Anybody else?
I'm a 9. Miss Pride and Joy.
All right, Pride and Joy. I got 10. Damn, I just 10, 8.
And 9.
Wait a minute. And 9, okay.
8, 10, 10, 9. Yes.
All right. We're going to later on see can anybody remember that. All right, so is that all the queens?
It is not. It is the queen from North Carolina, from AJ and the squad in the Queen's Court. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. And how's good evening.
My mental is it can't even be rated. I'm so good. So I'm just good.
So I
like that.
You win the sands today. Did they win?
They did win today. Yes, they did. Thank you for asking. They won 63-45. She played the third quarter. She had 5 points. two rebounds and an assist. So we'll take that. We will take that.
Hey.
We will take that.
Excellent. And for those of you who don't know, the ball is the same size as the men. I did not know that. So that show, I think, is like 25 centimeters, or 26 centimeters.
25, mm-hmm.
25, yeah, 25. Yeah, so that's interesting right there, because I always thought the ball was modified because our hands are so little, but apparently not.
Nope.
Okay.
You know, years ago, Six challenged me to a basketball game, and he has yet step on the court with me.
Mm.
Well,
so
I got bad ankles, you know. And if I get out there, I'm gonna forget, and I'm gonna be flying through the air, slamming and stuff. And I don't, you know, really want to do that. It would be unfair.
Wow. Okay.
I don't think you're scared, so come on with it.
I agree.
You know, from the sidelines.
Well, if I can find a basketball,
Amazon's small the day long. I want a purple one.
Right.
No, they don't sell basketballs on Amazon.
I'm sure we can find one on Amazon.
I'm sure they do got some.
No.
Let's see here. Basketball.
No, because this is July.
Purple basketball.
Well, this is July.
Well, we got your Huggy Bear shoes, your fish aquarium platforms off Amazon, so I know they sell basketball.
Well, I mean,
yes, they do.
That was different. We're talking about basketball.
A champion. You can get a champion basketball. Pro. In purple.
Yeah.
Two different shades. Even a purple and white stripe. There you go.
Well, you know what? We're going to make this happen. So,
I don't know.
So we'll make this happen. So name the court. Name the court as long as I got my pretzels and my, what is it? Let's see. The Florida Gators.
You need some Gatorade or something. You can't have all that salt.
Orange.
I don't want you passing out on the court with me, so no pretzels on the basketball court.
So don't let that be your excuse for losing.
No. Celebratory after.
Wow. Okay.
After.
Yes. Y'all stay tuned for that. Y'all stay tuned for that. So my mental is a 10. Had a great time the other day, Friday. I was at the lodge, and again I hit the lane. So stay tuned for that. And I did archery. So that was a lot of fun. So yeah. So bowling is fun. You know, we used to have this TV, ABC, American Broadcast Channel, and they used to have this show called 10 Pin Challenge that used to come on. So I used to watch that, and went bowling once before, and actually, if America's Funniest Home Video would have been out at that time, I would have won because I bowled the ball in the other alley, lane over to me, and made a strike. Ball was too light. So that was interesting right there. But bowling is a lot of fun. Bowling is a lot of fun. You know, and if, you know, people aren't comfortable bowling right out, they have where they can modify it. They have bumper bowling. You know, anybody can bowl. It's real fun. So, my mental is a 10. Wolfgang's mental is a 10. AJ, what's your – is AJ here? AJ? Okay. ATL, what's your –
He's in here, yeah. He's actually
No, I'm here. My phone was on mute. I'm good, though. No, good evening,
right,
everybody. No, my mental is definitely a 10. I'm good.
All right. How's that little grandbaby doing?
My grandbaby is doing awesome. She's getting bigger and gaining weight every day. So.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I am glad she's in the world. So we got the little princess. We got the little king journey. And it's a beautiful thing. So our future is a lot brighter with them two in existence.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing right there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So you just heard I got challenged to a basketball competition, and I don't want to do it, but, I mean, if I got to fly through the air and dunk, I mean, I will.
I mean, I ain't going to do all that, but I'll challenge anybody to a free throw competition. I'll do that.
One. You want to do it?
I mean, you ain't said nothing but a thing.
I would challenge anybody to a, you know,
Mario
got his skills from somewhere, so hey.
When you want to do it? When y'all want to do it?
I mean, you pick a court, and you say you anywhere. It don't matter to me.
Okay.
As long as it's regular, standard size basketball court with a standard size official free throw line, we good.
I don't want no James Evans court. I don't want no James Evans court. I don't want no milk crate court. I want
an actual
court.
None of that.
Real
court. I don't care if it's indoor or outdoor. I'm good on either one.
All right. Well, let's make this happen like real soon, and we're gonna post this. We're gonna post this competition.
We sure can.
We were live,
guys.
Definitely.
Because I am taller than you. And,
I don't listen. I ain't about to go there. Yo, back in my days, I'd have crossed you up. I'd have made you look real silly.
All right.
I don't think you're taller than him, but okay.
Yeah, I ain't got a left hand, but I got a right hand, though.
Okay. We'll see how it goes. So, how's your mental? So, we got a 10, 10, 10. So, we got three 10s, and what's your mental?
John, me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, my mental is definitely a 10, that's for sure.
All right. Excellent. All right. And we are here. So you want to talk, press the 1, join the conversation. The whole crew is here.
All the mics are open.
Yeah, I'm here.
They got a little piece in the background. I don't know if that was him or not.
Is that you, two-piece?
Yeah, this phone acting like I got about to change phone in a second. But my number is good. I'm two-piece with the AJ and the squad. My number is a 10. It's nice to enjoy the show.
All right, and I'm glad God saw fit to pull you through. So that's a beautiful thing. Definitely was praying for you. And God is good. You're here. So now we got a million more voices to listen to. So that's a good thing.
Amen.
And shout out to Billy. Shout out to little Billy. And shout out to Chad. All right. So where do y'all want to start tonight? It's a lot going on in the world. It's a lot going on. So they found now Pride and Joy. In your entertainment report, do you have anything on the White House before I?
No.
Got anything on?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So if you want. You know, the white horse, if you want the snow, if you want the Scarface, go to the White House.
That's right.
It's there. So apparently Hunter has been to the White House, and let's just say it's a little cleaner there since he's been there. I'll just leave it at that. Hello, Mr. President. But But yeah.
He's in love with the cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody watch Scarface. That's one of my favorite movies.
What part of the movie?
The part of the movie is when he was with that dude eating.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
And he threw the guy off the helicopter.
Yeah, that part right there. The part where he was dancing. I mean, he really looked crazy up there dancing like that. So that was fun. Another part I'll tell you off air. But I think you know what part I'm talking about.
I think I do.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. yeah. yeah. So that's a great movie overall. Great movie overall. Scarface. I recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what we do. So we'll discuss some of our favorite movies. Scarface is one of mine. We'll go around the room and no particular order, male or female, what's your favorite movie? It could be one, it could be two, it could be three.
Mine was Love and Basketball and Preacher's Wife.
Okay. So that was with Shania Latham and
Omar Epps.
What's that dude? Yeah, Omar Epps. Now, is he any relation? Is he any relation to Mike Epps, or that's just a coincidence?
I think it's coincidence.
Okay. Okay.
And my other one's Preacher's Wife, because I'm just a huge Whitney Houston fan. So I thought it was a beautiful movie.
My mother was a Whitney Houston fan too. She loved Whitney Houston. She loved Tina Turner, and she was Kelly Jackson. Those were her top three. I'm telling you, she'd bust out a Whitney Houston song in a minute. Sometimes she'd be
definitely.
Sometimes she'd be at the beginning. Sometimes she'd be in the middle, but she would sing that song.
Don't tell me I ain't sound like Whitney, honey. You can tell me nothing.
that's one thing I used to enjoy. I used to enjoy giving Mama concerts because she would call, concert, son. And I get it going. And then sometime I called her, she'll have a concert for me. Like, all right, now, you're not the only one that can give a concert, son. So she'd be blowing them up, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's one thing. That's one memory. With togetherness with mother and father, the music, it just brought us closer. Music was just a beautiful thing because I grew up, you know, with music. You know, every type you could think of. I mean, and out of my family, we had the best sound. Now, I got some family who got some cheap-ass components there. You know, it wasn't no sound. You couldn't enjoy the music, you know. So my father... If they was gonna spend the money, he got them together, you know. But from an early age, I started off with the tape recorder, the Certron tape. You remember those at Repco, AJ? You could get the Certron tape.
Yeah.
Then when he saw I was serious, went to the BASF tape. When he really saw I was serious, I got the Maxell Chrome. And went from there, started off with my Fisher-Price record player. He brought up the 45s on the broomstick. Went from there, saw I was taking care of the music, gave me some LPs, and just went from there. But Papa Six Eyes, Mama Six Eyes, I'm telling you, that was a fun time. When we get that music going, and it was a beautiful time.
Oh, yeah, you thought you was doing something when you take the 45s and make your own tapes on the cassettes. That's when you thought you really had something going on then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can make your own tapes, too.
But you know what they didn't recommend when it came out? Now, when they came out with the hot seat dubbing, it wasn't perfected at first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It wasn't perfected at first, so sometimes some of those recordings would be sped up, and you would hear it in the playback.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then the Walkman with the auto reverse. You know, I had Sony Walkman with the auto reverse, the little slim headset. Can't tell me nothing. And one time I was getting ready to I was coming home from school, and my ass left my little brown zip up case on the bus, propped up with the window, and my red man was in there. My DRS was in there. Who else did I have? Oh my God, DRS, Red Man, my low key was in there, and a couple of other tapes. I was pissed, but I had to walk me. I had to walk me because I had that in my jacket. So the tapes I had to buy over, but I'm glad I didn't have to buy that Walkman because I'd have been pissed. But yeah. But music is a beautiful thing, you know. It's the common of the soul, and music have no color, but yet the whole world enjoys it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm complete. I'm going to pass the mic to somebody else. Favorite movie? Let's go.
Little House on the Prairie.
Would
that
be
a movie?
Yeah, because it started out with a pilot movie written by Michael Landon, and actually the lady that's the star of the show, of course, is Laura, because she was the actual writer of the Little House on the Prairie series.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all the books here. And I got the entire movie set here. It went on for, like, seasons after seasons, until finally they blew up the town. But what I liked was about that first pilot movie was so nice because they showed some beautiful scenes of the family and everything. I guess it was just very comforting to me. So my husband and I like that stuff. But I also like a little bit of different type movies besides that. I'm also into Goldfinger. I like things like, you know, really extremely action kind of stuff,
uh-huh.
too. So I'm into even, you know, 007, and I like things that have to do with unsolved mysteries. I'm watching a little before the show came on. I've been watching about human trafficking, and that is a hard thing to watch, what they're doing with that. I wish they would just catch the dummies. You know, I'm just really into crime fighting.
Yeah. Now, you know what? So when Netflix came out, and I don't know if I told this story before, but when Netflix – okay, somebody – when Netflix came out, I didn't know what to think about it. My father – okay, I don't know what that is. So what we're going to do is do some self-muting right now. And then when everybody's ready to talk, take yourself off mute. That's how we're going to do it. Even after I'm done speaking, I'm going to be on mute as well. But Netflix, my father told me about Netflix. I didn't know about Netflix. I had my DVDs, you know, on the spindle. You know, and I thought I was doing something. So he said, son, he said, get with the times. I said, huh? He said, Netflix. So he came over, and I'm like, well, what's Netflix? He said, you see these DVDs you got right here? I said, yes, sir. He said, now this spindle is on your TV. I said, what do you mean? He said, son, now listen to me. He said, now this movie right here, you can find this on Netflix. So after he said it a couple more times, I got it. And first thing I watched was Law & Order, and put it on, tried to stay up to watch it, fell asleep, called him the next day. He said, well, how'd it go? I said, it was cool, but I fell asleep watching Law & Order, the biggest chuckle ever. Son, you can go away, you can come back, you can pause it, it leaves off where you left off, and he got me together with the Netflix. So just little things like that. But you would think his playlist was my playlist, but it wasn't. He watched all the new stuff. I liked all the old stuff. So I love all the old shows. all the old shows. I love them. Forensic Files, all shows like that. So I like stuff like that. But yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to watch, you know, with on Netflix. You know, didn't really get into Hulu, but Netflix is cool. And with that, I'm completely pass the mic to somebody else, and I'm going on mute.
Well, I would have to say my favorites were, like she said, Little House, Highway to Heaven, V, and Star Wars.
Yeah, I remember V. That was a good movie. This is AJ. Of course, mine is Top Gun 1 and 2. And one of my favorite action movies is Last Man Standing with Bruce Willis. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I'm going to stick with them. I'm complete.
Okay.
I will go for Ray and American Gangster.
What was that?
Ray and American Gangster.
Okay, okay. Okay, American Gangster.
This is Two-Piece Minds will be Lord of the Rings. I love all the action. I ever seen the packed in one movie.
Okay.
Excellent.
This is Miss Pride and Joy, and I like Setting Off and Losing Isaiah.
Set It Off. Now, I've never seen Losing Isaiah. But what Halle Berry was in there, right?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Right.
How did you miss that?
You missed that.
I never saw it.
He said the same.
Probably one of her favorite ones. Mm-hmm. One of her best ones.
Yeah, that's a really good movie, so you check
it
out.
It is.
Susan Isaiah. Okay, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Okay, Queen Nye, and I would say the Bad Boys series, The Color Purple. I like Ray as well. And I'm trying to think of the other movie. Oh, gosh, I can't think of the name of it. I'll put a pin in it right there. I'm complete until I think of the other one.
Yeah,
all right.
You gave your whole catalog. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Okay, so we got let me see if my memory's working good tonight. Okay, so we got Queen. Oh my God, we got Queen, we got Love and Basketball. And Preacher's Wife.
Mm-hmm.
We got we got Ruthie with Little House on the Prairie. We got Pride and Joy.
Set it off.
Set it off with Queen Latifah and Losing Isaiah. Is it Losing Isaiah?
Yes.
Okay, Losing Isaiah. Okay. Wolfgang, I don't know what you said.
Star Wars.
You said Lord of the Rings. And any kind of action movie. AJ, you said Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikhil, you said the Bad Boy series and Ray. Nicole, you said Ray. And...
American Gangster.
Did I say what?
American Gangster.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Fast and the Furious.
Good
afternoon.
Say it again.
Hello,
how are you?
Hi.
Good evening.
Glad to hear
you
your voice, Evangelist Clayton.
Nice to hear your voice as well, too. And then each and every one of you, good evening.
Good evening.
So, how's your mental this evening?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, extraordinary.
Okay. So that would be a 10?
Yes, sir. 10.
Okay. All right. All right, and what's your favorite movie that you like?
Well, my TV shows I've watched, I came up, Half Done with Travel. I like Half Done with Travel.
Half Done with Travel, okay.
And I like The Wagon Train. I like The Wagon Train with Mr. Flavor. And I also like Gunsmoke, Matt Dillon.
I love Gunsmoke. That's one thing me and Mom and Daddy used to do. We used to watch Gunsmoke, Bonanza. They introduced me to The Rifleman with Chuck Connors.
That's it.
We always tried to count how many gunshots it was, but I think it was 12. They think it was more.
I think it was more.
But yeah, but I used to love watching Gunsmoke, and I used to always be fascinated with what they would eat. And they always had that coffee, so you know, coffee, I'm happy.
Right.
They had a Gunsmoke that I'd never seen before. It's titled The Outlaw. And you remember, and you know what I'm talking about. That was a good one. I'd never seen that.
I had another show that I loved to watch too, Dennis the Menace. Dennis the Menace.
Now you know what? that used to come on a while back, the black and white one.
Right. That's what I watched, black and white.
Yeah, I never knew that's what the cartoon was based off of. Dennis the Menace.
That's it.
Wow. All right.
Hey, DJ
ATL. What's your favorite movie, brother?
With you guys, back with you. We got a lot of great movies, man. There's so many, I can't. But I'm going to just throw out some we probably could hit some people across the head. Star Wars, Star Trek, Return of Jedi, Superman, X-Men.
I don't know a thing about Marvel. Star Wars or what is it called? Star Wars? I don't know a thing about
Star Wars. And Star Trek. Well, I'll start with Star Wars. I think Star Wars is really one of the biggest umpire movies, and I really think that Right. I love to talk about Star Wars because I want to bring a little definition to that because a lot of times people hear Star Wars, they say, oh, Return of Jedi and all that. But Star Wars is really based on a life of civil race, just the same as Avatar and a lot of these other movies. Basically showing people reflecting culture and diversity and trying to be not overpowered by a government or overpowered by a higher entity that's not worthless, that's higher entity that is destined falling in badness for people. But I think a lot of times when people hear Star Wars, they see just little Murphys toys and little things running around, and they see Star Wars and spaceships and all that. But it's really a sentimental showing us as far as what culture is being divided. Because one thing about Star Wars is that I always tell people, it's talking about people in different galaxies, and they might be slaves, and you know, some people can relate to that. Some people can relate to some of these characters that actually go through Star Wars, and some of the things are being rebellious and trying to uplift themselves into a positive view of life. And I think that's what Star Wars brought to the table over the years. And missing, unfortunately, that in the last couple ones, it kind of got away from that. But it is about free thinking and free mind enterprise and things. Marvel right now is very big, and I just want to say Avatar. And if anyone hasn't seen Avatar, Avatar 2 and Avatar 1, a lot of African-Americans, us as black people, even urban people in America, kind of see the Avatar situation kind of similar to what colonized. And it's not really, I think it's like colonized, how people want people take control of this, and they take culture, and they take the minerals, and they steal all that. And I think these things are put out there for us to really do critical thinking to try to figure out how to mass and come up with solutions to solve some of these things. I'm just trying to rub across some of these movies that y'all run, because there's so many movies, and I don't want to kill no one, because I have a lot of great movies I thought they're really good in the time. Ray is one of them, is really, really good. I thought Jamie Foxx played a great Ray Charles. That was really good. I mean, if you want to say, I think he had it down pat. So, and I just think that there's just so many movies, and I don't want to just continue. But I just wanted to go into chapters with Star Wars, because I hear a lot of people have a lot of conflicts and don't understand really what was going on. And really, it's about compilation of land, power, and, you know, just the same thing that our past generations have gone through, and it's just put into a different kind of set of a movie, like we're out of space and doing it that way. So that's what I just want to say. I'm complete, so I'm going to let you get back, Six.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that. So I think we went around the room. We got everybody's favorite movies.
Let me add this in there. I completely forgot. The War Room was another one that I love.
What is that?
The War Room? I have it. It talks about praying when you have the enemy attacking you and learning how to pray through situations. You turn to God. I would say it's probably the base of the movie. But it's a really good story about a family and a young lady meeting a woman who talks to her and teaches her about praying, going in that prayer closet.
Yeah, everybody needs to recharge and regroup.
Yeah. This is exactly what Creighton and I want to say one more thing as well too. I think Cuban Junior Gooden played a very good part in The Gifted Hands. You know, he showing you how gifted that you can be with your hands. You know, and in the movie he played, he couldn't talk, but he had gifted hands. You know, and that was very good and a beautiful movie. For those, amen, that battling with different infirmity and disabilities, that simplified to let us know that God is still in charge. And The Gift of Hand was a beautiful, beautiful movie that Cuban Gooding Jr. played in. Amen.
Well, he was a surgeon, right? He was a surgeon, correct?
Was Cuban Gooding a surgery?
He wasn't he a surgeon or something like that? Or am I getting that mixed up with something else?
He got that mixed up with something else. Because he couldn't, I think, he couldn't talk. He couldn't talk in the movie. But that's a good movie called The Gifted Hands with Cuban Gooding Jr. in it.
Okay. I'm going to have to check that out. And also a movie of inspiration. Aside from Ray, you know, those who are visually impaired, not letting anything stop them. That's us. That's us on this phone line right here, our little village. And that, Ray, very inspiring. And also another Cuba Gooding Jr. movie was called Man of Honor.
Yeah.
That was very inspiring, too.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, myself. And bringing it home, Boys in the Hood was good. I liked it, Boys in the Hood.
That's a good one, too.
I'm like Six. I like Bonanza, too. That was another one I wanted to add. Kenny and I are hooked on Dragnet. We have the entire series, and there's a movie out, too, on Dragnet. But the guy died, to play Joe Friday.
Yeah.
He's gone now.
Yeah,
and another couple Christian movies that we like is the what was that one about the card? The Miracle of the Cards.
Oh yeah, about that child that ended up getting better for cancer. Yeah,
it's based on a true story. And then there's Eye of the Storm, and then finally. One that we kind of find funny is Noah's Ark.
Yeah, because they don't exactly go by what the Word of God says. They come up with something even more silly. Remember, honey, they got two characters that are mixed up in the Bible. That's not the way it was. It was, Lot was in there with Abraham, not Noah. And they had things all messed up in that movie.
Okay, so let me ask the... So between you, Ruthie, and Evangelist Clayton, meaning you, Wolfgang, and Ruthie and Evangelist Clayton. Okay. Now, if it's to be true what they said in the Bible about Noah's Ark, okay? Now, if this is true, how can they have two of every? You know how much an elephant weigh, a giraffe? If they had two of everything, there's no way possible that I took all that. There's no way.
Well, with God, all things are possible. With man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. All
Amen.
Things are possible. When they went into the Ark of Noah, took two by two, the two by two, all things are possible. He's the same one that spoke to the wind, and the wind obeyed. Who is this that bowed down to the wind, and the wind obeyed?
Give me the go.
Man,
give me the go.
Man couldn't do it, but God did. And with God, all things are possible.
Okay.
All things.
Thanks for getting me together. But that's just, wow.
And secondly, you got to remember, the size of an elephant, well, how many fleas and bed bugs could fit on an elephant? So there was plenty of room.
You're so funny.
There was plenty of room when you figure the smaller animals compared to the bigger animals, when you put all those together in the different size rooms that they had. So it was easily possible for everything to fit on that ark in the way he was told to put that, the wood would float. And so God knew what he was doing when he told Noah to do it. And you got to remember, professionals built the Titanic, but it was amateurs who built the ark. But it was God who told that amateur how to build that ark, and that's why it stayed afloat.
And if man had been obedient, and man had trusted when Noah went out to tell the people to come into the ark of safety, it's going to rain, because they'd never seen it happen before. Never seen it rain before. You and I see rain all the time, shower down, storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, you know, earthquakes in diverse places. If they had been obedient, but it was all in the process of God's plan. Because man never seen it before, because they was married and parted and having a good time. If man had been obedient and to follow what Noah had told him, come into the ark of safety, it's going to rain. But they told Noah, you sound like a foolish man. You know, they mocked him and laughed at him. They mocked him and laughed at him because they never seen it before. God made the impossible possible because the rain began to flow. And when the doors was locked, the animal had more sense. That simplified to let us know today, some animal got more sense than man that we got today.
Yeah.
Animals will go in to safety. Man will stay out there and get the last drop or whatever he can get.
Yeah.
Obedience. If they had been obedient, all of them could have been saved. If they went into the ark of safety, but they didn't. And then when the doors was closed, they couldn't get in. Because who had the key? God had the key, and they couldn't get in.
I believe you when you say that animals are smarter than humans, because I'm going to ask a question to everybody on here. If you were in a house and the sink's not working, so you can't get water from the sink, you can't get water from the tub, but you can get water from one place, would you do it?
Of course. Of course.
Okay. Because Chanel does it all the time.
Let me say this because I came up in the days where We didn't know what no water fountains or anything were. We didn't know what no all we know was what wells were. what wells were. But to go out and fetch water, get water, get the bucket, get the string that hangs out there, the rope, and hang and drop the pail down in the well to draw water for bathing, cooking, and drinking. We had no water, had no none of these electric things that mankind is so blessed with today.
Mm-hmm.
So blessed with today. And they're unappreciative of what God has blessed us with, has gifted us with. The man will sell their soul for silver, gold, and houses and cars and bank account and significant others. But if we take the little bit that we have and let God do the increase in it, but I came up, we had nothing to draw water with other than going to the well to draw water. And I'm a living testimony. I'm still here. I'm still here. And that was some of the goodest water. That was some of the goodest water, water from the well.
Amen.
Oh. All right. Well, you heard it from the elder herself. That's why you guys sometimes sit at the elder's feet and learn and listen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we all can use improvement. Well, I speak for me. I can't speak for nobody else. But we all can use improvement, and we have to ask God and listen.
Amen.
So, yeah, so you're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew. Pride and Joy, are you ready for our entertainment news? Here is Pride and Joy with our entertainment news here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Take it away.
Tonight we're going to be talking about. Did somebody say something?
No, just say amen.
Oh, okay. All right. Tonight we're going to be talking about Nikki McCray Pinston, a basketball star and Olympic gold medalist that died at the age of 51. According to the university sports person, the cause of death was not announced. McCray Pinston was diagnosed with cancer in 2013. Today is deeply sad and emotional day for everyone who knew and loved Nikki, the head coach. Said a news release, Nikki had a big smile and even a bigger heart. She was full of life, energy, was so much fun to be around. Nikki touched the lives of many because she made it her mission to uplift others and help them achieve whatever their dream or their goal was. She was there to help them. She was so devoted. She had a husband, a son. She gave all of herself to everyone. And we're going to miss her dearly. She was an assistant coach. Then she went to a coach. Then that's when she got sick. And when she became sick, then that's when, you know, she started slowing down just a little bit. But I want to say that, you know, this is a woman. The way they describe her, she was a woman that, you know, that if she see you like in a hall or something, she will, you know, speak to you. If she sees something wrong with you, she's going to talk to you about it. If you got a dream, she want to make your dream come true. And that's just the type of person she was. And she started off, you know, main coach, but she started off as coach. Then she went to the head coach thing. But, you know, she have died. This young lady has died. But, you know, they say they will always remember her there. She have a lot of plaques and things that she have won. I think she won 2 Olympic gold medals before she died. She won 2. And she had some more that she won when she was a little younger, when she first began to go to the school. And like I said, the kids really loved her. They loved her so much. She also played at the University of Tennessee. She also played in South Carolina also. And she was also a member of the team of the USA in 1996 to 2000. She played 2 seasons in that. Then she left and came back again, and she did a championship with the Columbus Quest in 1997. She played 9 seasons with the WNBA, where she was a 3-time All-Star. With her success on the court, she spent entirely 15 years as a coach.
Yeah.
She began in 2017. You can tell she was a great person because, you know, there's so many people that, you know, when somebody passed, they leave their condolences and stuff. And the kids, too, as well. The kids, too, as well. And she was also in the Hall of Fame, too, there. And again, if y'all don't want to know who her name is Nikki McCray Pinson, basketball star, Olympic gold medalist. And she died 51 years old.
Wow. Well, our thoughts and prayers goes out to her family, her friends, her fans of the Six Eyes Radio Network. Condolences, praying for strength and comfort at this difficult time. Rest in power from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Miss Lady, did y'all know her, Miss Lady?
Hi, the woman that we had on here, the WNBA star, she knew her. So we knew of her somewhat at some of the games. But I do want to say the fact that she wore number 15, and that's my daughter's number. So I'm so proud about that. So I told Mara she has some big steps to follow in her wearing number 15.
Yeah, she got through 15 years like her, the court. 15 years, career. She got to do just like her. She got to be just like her.
That's right.
All right, anybody have anything they wanted to say on that before we move on? Okay,
May I please?
Go ahead.
I just want to say good night. I've had a long day, so I just want to say good night to you guys. Have a great show. AJ checked out also, so we're gonna say good night and God bless you all.
We gonna say
love you both.
So we're gonna say good night. You guys have a great show and God bless you all.
You have a great night too. Y'all have a great night.
Yes, I'm sure that we will.
And maybe y'all can play Love and Basketball.
There you go. I'm going to play you for your heart, double or nothing.
There you go.
All right. God bless.
Good night, guys.
All right.
Good night.
Now, you see how smooth they did that?
My condolences goes out to the family of the great loss, man, and may the blessings of the Lord continue to keep them. We know earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So our condolences go out to the family, a husband, a child, or a mom, if she was married, you know, go out to her family, friends and loved ones and associates, those that knew her through the stream of TV to watch her play. Our condolences. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome.
Anybody else want to pray anything? All right, y'all. The next we're going to be going to an entertainment. Billy Porter and his husband, Adam Smith, are divorcing. If y'all don't know them, they are the stars on the TV show The Pole Stars. The two have sadly made a decision that they're going to end their marriage of 6 years. They've married 6 years. And, you know, they supported each other, and they're still going to support each other. And they appreciate everybody that gave them their privacy when during the time of going through this. They met in 2009, and they dated a little briefly. Then they reunited again in 2015. They got engaged in 2018. And previously, you know, they just got to the point where they wasn't happy no more. They wasn't happy no more in the type of household that they had lived in, you know, they really was waving them. They kept waving them, and they didn't like the way, you know, that the people that household was in would label them as, you know, a gay couple, you know, a gay marriage couple. And they really didn't like it. So I think that what that had a lot to do with the same-sex marriage. You know, and that's I think that's why they did it. But they said it's right now. They don't want to ask no questions. They just want it just to be quiet and peacefully. And you never know. They might just get back together like they have in the past. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have anything they want to say to the same-sex married couple?
Yeah, well, I guess they'll work it out. I didn't know Billy Porter was married. I thought Billy Porter was a singer and a model. I didn't know he was married. And come to find out, Tom Selleck. I didn't know Tom Selleck had a husband. I found that out on YouTube that he had a husband, and they're getting divorced.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Tom Selleck.
So his husband is asking for the mustache. I guess Tom Selleck has a shaved mustache he's asking for. So, yeah.
Anybody else have anything they would like to say on it?
Well,
yeah, I wonder why I
can't hear you.
Sister, did you hear Six say Tom Selleck had to shave his mustache?
Oh, God. He's a mess.
All right, y'all. The next thing we're going to be going to is going to be going to Britney Spears. Now, we know that Britney Spears has been in a lot of trouble back and forth during her year. Okay, this time, what she did was the Spurs. They was playing basketball, and she went to go grab one of the players. She tried to grab him by his hand. So now she's in trouble because, you know, first of all, she put her hands on him. She touched him. She kept, you know how she do when she get in public. She be acting all crazy and stuff. So they had to call the police and stuff on her. But, yeah, that's mainly what it is. They got a tape of her because they was trying to see who pulled her. They was trying to see who pulled his hand. Because it was either had to be him or it either had to be his bodyguard. And they was trying to say that it was the bodyguard, but when they took and rolled the tape and looked at it real slow, it was her pulling on him, trying to get him, I guess, to go with her or what, wherever they was going, supposed to be going to. But this is actually a new player, like a brand new player, and like I said, he's on the Spurs, and he's one of the good basketball players that are out there now. Yeah, so he just wanted to know, like, you know, like, God, like, who touched me? So Bailey, she in trouble now because she, the security guard, all of them had to come up there and try to get her from grabbing this man trying to go back on court, play basketball. So now she done got in trouble, and she's going to have to go to court for it. So pulling on, because she pulled them real hard. Yeah.
Well, I guess I heard it a little different. She tried to touch him, but the bodyguard brushed her away or he slapped her.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's what it was. There was no charges, I think, that I just read.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the question initially was, the player didn't know who grabbed him.
Right.
But he knew his bodyguard had brushed him aside or hit him or something, you know, and it was her. And then he found out later that it was Britney Spears who tried to grab him and the bodyguard had hit her.
Playing basketball, how are the bodyguards on the court like that if they're playing basketball?
And he wasn't on the court. He was walking, I guess, to wherever he was going.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm complete on that.
Okay. Anybody else complete? Complete.
Well, you know, I don't know about no sports, but don't be slapping ears.
May I?
Uh-huh. Yes,
you are?
Sir.
Now what I read too that that she had dropped the charges and about it and that, you know, everything was okay with it, you know, so I don't know where they're going with it now, but
Okay, this is what happened. First, they thought that somebody else did it when they first brought it out. Then once they rolled the tape, they thought the man did it. But once they rolled the tape, for what I got from it, and I did it today, they said that it was her hand that grabbed him. It was her hand. It wasn't the bodyguard. Because at first everybody thought it was the bodyguard, but it was her hand that actually grabbed him. So I guess, in other words, you weren't supposed to touch them, you know, try to grab them or nothing like that. You weren't supposed to do none of that.
May I?
But what I don't get is what was her purpose? What was the purpose, though? You know, had they informally had met prior or something? What was the purpose of?
May I?
No. Okay. Who else was that? Wanted to say something. Okay, what I was going to say is, did you want to say something, DJ ATS?
You got to speak up.
He said something, but
no, I said, what was her purpose for being there, or had she performed?
She didn't perform. I think she wanted his attention. I think she wanted his attention.
But it was a basketball
game, right? Because they was at a basketball game, and he was actually, I think he was playing, you know, and then you know how sometimes they go off the court and then they go back on the court or whatever position they're going to play. Because like I said, they showed it twice because, like I said, they was trying to figure out which one did it. Was it the bodyguard that did it? Or that's when they thought it was a bodyguard, and when they looked at it, it was actually her hand, they said. So I don't know how to get it.
I don't get it, though.
Yeah, the guard attempted to see. When she tried to do this to him, the bodyguard attempted to slap her hand, tried to slap her hand when she tried, you know, she went to go grab him. You see what I'm saying? When she went to go grab him, the bodyguard tried to slap her hand. That's when he found out, you know, it was her hand. They found out it wasn't him that did it. He just tried to stop her from touching him. Because, you know, they went back to the camera and they seen the footage. And that's how they know it was her that did it. It was her hand hit him in the face.
Wow.
It was her. They hit him in the face. God damn my child. He come home. Come home. You send your children to go play basketball. He got to be real. The way he looked like, he's real young. Look like he might, you know, ain't been there that long, you know, like a couple of years or something. That's what he kind of looked like anyway.
Okay.
Do anybody else? Go ahead.
I just said okay.
Oh. Yeah, do anybody else have anything they would like to say on it? All right, y'all, then we complete. We're going on to the next one, entertainment. Fat Joe and Jack Harlow are going to be performing at the baseball game. That's right, the Major League Baseball, MLB, chose them two to be the two headliners for a coming event that they got coming up. Basketball Player Association, they chose those two guys right there, those two stars. They're going to be the stars of the week. And they are going to, yeah, Joe said he's excited. He said he's excited about it. He's absolutely excited. He have never done nothing like this, be able to play where, you know, where they're going to be playing baseball and all that, have entertainment. It's like a cultural thing, too. So, you know, they're going to have different kind of cultures there. So, like you said, he's excited about it. He's excited about going.
That's cool.
Yeah, especially when you get to do something you ain't never done before. That is cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Fat Joe.
Right. Okay, y'all, this is the next scene with Lil Baby. Lil Baby celebrated. He gave $20 million to a charity to give away. He calls it giving back to the community. Actually, what he's doing, you know, he want to give back to the kids, all the kids. You know, it's a big, it's a place where the kids get to come at, and he's going to give them all kinds of things. He's going to give them shoes. He's going to give them shoes, shirt, pants. He had 20 buses there. He's going to be in 20 cities. He got the stadium. This is like his first big thing to do. This man pulled him to the side. I guess whoever he works with put him to the side. And, you know, told him that, you know, doing, you know, like this life that you live, that sometimes, you know, they have to go out and have to do more than just perform, you know, perform that song. Sometimes you got to get out and meet the people that buy your, you know, buy your music and stuff like that. So it's kind of like a thing like that for him to get out, mingle with the kids, and also to let the kids know, you know, that they out there and they care about them and, you know, they want to meet them and stuff, you know, make the kids feel good too, you know, good about they buy your music and stuff. These are the ones that buy your music. So he want to do something nice for those kids this time. So that's what that's going to be. He's going to do something nice, and it's in Harlem. Frederick Douglass Academy is where they're going to be going, and he's giving the school $20 million.
Wow.
Mm. And he got 20 That's buses going to be there.
Okay.
Come on, little baby, go ahead, boy. Little baby got it going on. Mm. Yeah.
Well,
anybody ever been to that school?
No.
No.
I know.
No, not yet.
Right. And see, this is what they wanted to see is, you know, for the kids to see, like, this is their idol. They idol giving back, you know, to them, that they give back. They don't always just, you know, want their money. They give back. So that's what the guy that's over him is trying to teach him, you know, how to go out and do different things besides what he's been doing.
I think that's great.
I think it's good, too. I think it's good, too. Anybody else?
I think it's good publicity for him as well,
mm-hmm.
too. You know, to see him interact. It's not being phony, but being
right.
real with the kids, you know, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, he came from a delinquent background himself. So for
right,
him to,
right.
to get out and to interact with the
mm-hmm.
children, with the kids, you know, and to give back to them, you know, to let them know that he was a kid too. And
yeah.
some of these same kids are came through some struggles that he came through.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he's there, you know, and he's able to do those things, you know, that he's able to give back, he's able to donate, he's able
mm-hmm.
to contribute. And that's
right.
a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Completed.
It is. It is a beautiful thing because a lot
mm-hmm.
of times, you know, these artists, they get up there and they're so high on the mountain that they don't want to look down.
Exactly.
And the same way they got up on the mountain, they could fall. So it's great that he's giving back, you know,
exactly.
and he's doing it with, you know, he's doing it because he wants to, you know.
Right.
That's a beautiful thing. And you never know what little king
that's
or queen
right.
he's going to inspire, you know, just
that's
by
right.
that.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
So I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. Because you don't know who may be the next baby. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You don't know who's gonna be.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because he made a deposit. He made a deposit into them
mm-hmm.
to help self motivate them. To be all that they could be, and most
amen.
Of all, to be able to give back. To give back to those, amen, that support you and come out. Or you wouldn't be where you are at if it had not have been for fans and people that are purchasing and supporting you. You know, so it's always to give back. But you don't never think that you done got too high. So the same one that put you up, you're going to meet them coming back down.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what any of us.
Mm-hmm.
You done had that helping hand, and they done helped you got propped up, and then now you got the big head, and you doing your thing now. You forgot who helped you come up. You're going to see that same one when you come down, and you're going to need them again. Mm-hmm. You're going to need them again. I'm completed.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Amen.
Yeah. Even the bird got to come down to get a sip of water.
That's it.
All right. Yeah. Next, we're going to New York. New York, we're getting some new stamps. Y'all know we're getting some new stamps getting ready to come out?
May I?
Of course,
yes, sir.
Hey.
You can.
Can I?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hello?
I don't know what happened to him.
I don't either.
Okay, well, go ahead and finish.
What kind of stamp?
They got some new stamps, and the prices are going up too, y'all, so you might as well look for your prices to be going up on
the
stamp.
Here we go. Here we go.
International postcards going to be from they're going to be from 145 to 150. Those are the postcard, domestic postcard. Those are also in those are going up. They're going to be going up like a 32% increase.
What?
Increase. That's what they're saying. You're going to be going up to a 32% increase. And they starting with the the UPS, Postal Service, all of them, it started tomorrow. Prices on first-class stamps to 66 cents from, they're taking it from 63 cents to 66 cents. The change is going to go up in the first-class letters about 5.4%. The Postal Service said that the hike was necessary to offer a raise in operating surging prices have been denied business across the globe, but over the past 2 years, in many cases, they were pushing up the workers' wages and increasing. In order for them to do that, they're going to have to go up on the stamps.
What?
Cost of doing business, everything going to go keep going up. They said the worker's wage, but you gotta make sure you see that, actually see that, because just because they say that don't mean you gonna see it, but it say it right here that they're pushing up the worker's wages and increasing the cost of doing business.
So now let me ask you something. So now stamps gonna go up, postcards gonna go up. Now if you already got stamps, do you have to go cash them stamps in and get some more stamps? So you got the 32-cent stamps and they going up 66 cents.
They ain't saying nothing about it. Yeah, let me see.
I didn't hear you, Mr. Six.
You're just gonna have to put two stamps on there.
Well, but it's gonna be 66 cents, right? The stamp gonna be 66 cents.
Yeah, that's how much it is. 33, 66.
It's 33 cents?
The stamps right now.
Right. No, the stamps used to be 63 cents, I think Sister said. Sister Evangelist Clayton, you want to know, can you use your old stamps when you putting on? Right, you're going to have to get some penny stamps to go, or 2 cent stamps.
Yeah, that's where I was going. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Don't give them jokers 263 cent stamps. Don't do that.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Godfather.
I have a question. Now, the stamps they have says stamps forever. You know, stamps. Can you still use those stamps?
I wonder.
That's,
yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what Evangelist Clayton was asking. You probably gonna have to call up there and ask them, cause like they say on Sunday, so that's tomorrow. That's when it's gonna start. So it's really like
ever.
You ain't got no chance, no chance to ask them until more like Monday, because it's already saying right here it started on Sunday.
I'm yes, so sisters, the forever stamp does not expire. The stamp that says forever on it, it's for right now, it's valid. I just looked it up just in case I'm wrong, and it says do not expire. Forever stamps are stamps that you buy from the United States Post Office. They do not expire and always cover the same amount of postage, even as rates change. They are valid for sending first-class mail with the United States Postal Service. Now, if you got a stamp right now with 63 cents on it, that will no longer be good. You got to throw a little extra on to bring it up to 66 cents, like Evangelist Clayton was sharing her wisdom. But the forever stamp is still good. But, you know, call and double-check. But that's bless y'all.
Okay. What day? Okay. Okay.
See,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we pay a little extra for the forever stamp.
Exactly.
In case y'all know, we pay a little bit more for that.
Exactly. I always wonder why they don't always make it at an even number instead of the
little cent things.
Yeah.
Because we're being penny whipped. They're whipping us with pennies.
Right, exactly.
With a penny.
Right.
I think they think we'll protest if they just go on and tell us 70 cents.
Right.
Exactly.
Go ahead and just,
penny pelting.
Exactly.
Godfather, did you want to say anything? Because somebody was saying something. They
no, they answered my question.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Got that.
Tomorrow.
Today.
Well, might as well say today. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's true.
I think they're gonna price themselves out. I don't think people send as much mail as they used to now with all the new technology. So,
I think so too, Godfather. I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree with you too, Godfather.
Okay. We got you.
Hey, Miss Friday, enjoy. We got you.
Right. See, there ain't no telling what we might learn at the radio station.
I know that's right.
I want to say what Kat, and you know what the name, you know. So I ain't going to say that part.
Right.
The wrong people calling.
Amen. Okay.
Did they leave? Did everybody leave us?
No, I'm here, sister.
Okay.
I think we just...
We're here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I guess
that
extra post is sinking in on us or something.
Right. We all...
we was all
trying to get in and see what was going on with it.
Yes.
Okay.
But did anybody else have anything that they would like to share? If they heard anything or y'all want to say anything? And that was the last thing that I had.
Godfather, right. Not Godfather, but Mr. Six.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever heard of Westlove?
Who?
Westlove. Her name is Westlove. West, W-E-S-T, love.
Oh, West Love.
West Love.
No.
What does she do?
Godfather, have you heard of her?
No, ma'am.
Well, she was in our hometown, Camilla, July the 4th, and she performed. She stands about 5'3". She stands about 5'3", and probably weighs 165, 70 pounds. And she performed her band, and she in her performance, she wear red cowboy boots.
He performed in red cowboy boots. And if you can pull her up and you can play one of her songs, you may have said, I've heard it before. I've heard it before and stuff, but I didn't know it, you know, and the SOS band was there and stuff, you know. Yeah, so they had about 12 bands there, 12 bands there. It started about 5 o'clock, and it was over about 12 midnight. That was on 4th of July night. But she has a beautiful voice. She, and she's an old, she sings blue ribbon, R&B, blues, and all that. But she's really good. Her name is Westlove. Westlove. And I'd like for you to check her out, Mr. Six and Godfather, y'all.
Westlove. All right, I remember. I'll try to check it out.
All right. Yep. Definitely check it out.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, we want to thank Pride. Was that it for the entertainment news?
Yeah, I got just a little bit. I'm just going to say just some stuff that's going on with it. We through with the entertainment news, really, though. We're just going to give you, I'm just going to let y'all know that, remember Takeoff, the one that's akin to the Migos.
Right.
He's in the Guinness Book of World Records now. Because they gave him a tattoo so large that was on his body, they showed put him in the Book of World Records for that.
He's the one that was dead, right?
Yeah, he's the one that's dead.
Okay.
But the group got him a tattoo, and it's real large, and they said they put him in the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest tattoo artwork in the world.
Wow.
Casey?
What? World. All right.
All
right.
Okay.
Right. That's
the question,
lady,
may I? The question
yes,
is, where did they put it at?
I don't know, God. They didn't say where they put it at. They did say you can look at the Guinness Book of World Records. It's in there. Now you can always go look, Godfather.
Yeah,
they say it's in there. You can go look at it.
That was my goodness.
Guinness World Record, the largest tattoo artwork in the world.
I can look it up for you, Godfather, if you really, really want to know. I'll look it up for you.
I really want to know.
Okay. Okay, well, all right, let's do it for Godfather. Okay, hold up. You said, now take off, right? In the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah. I really want to know where they put it at.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, let's see. Let's see. All right. Takeoff's legacy immortalized in record-breaking tattoo tribute. So let's see. Now, of course, hold on. Okay, I thought it was going to give me an advertisement. Okay, it says a 79-foot tattoo tribute to the late rapper Takeoff has set a new Guinness World Record, symbolizing a poignant homage to the artist. Now, let's see, 79-foot. Well, now, wait a minute. This sounds like a mural. Sound like a mural to me. Let's see.
Right.
Okay, a staggering 79-foot tattoo dedicated to the cherished musician has set a new benchmark in the realm of body art, signifying a touching chapter in the annals of fan memorials. Takeoff, a vital member of the acclaimed rap ensemble Migos, met a tragic end in a shooting incident at the Houston Bowling Alley in November 2022. The rapper was an unintended victim when shots were fired at a private gathering. So let's go down here and see, where is this? Where is this 79-foot tattoo? Let's see. This will give a little bit more history. I'm trying to see if they're going to, are they going to tell me, or do I have to pay for that knowledge? Okay, let's see. I don't see.
You don't see
it. Record-setting tattoo, Takeoff. Okay, it says the record-setting tattoo, a tribute to Takeoff, was the collective efforts of artists from Atlanta Inc., Iron Palm Tattoos, and Passé Noir. Let's see here. No, but there is a, seems like there is a, maybe something on YouTube about this, but it sounds like, I mean, 79 feet, okay, we know this is not on a human, but
I mean,
like,
right. No, that,
why
that
are we calling this a tattoo?
Yeah,
let's see. Now, I don't know how y'all feel, but Fox 5 said they have a little something on YouTube speaking about it. I don't know how long it is, but probably a couple minutes. I mean, if you really want to get into it. But I don't see here in the writing about where this memorial tattoo is. I'm not certain. But if you like, I could play the clip, and we can see if they'll tell us.
Right.
Seems like
yeah,
it shouldn't
see.
Be a secret. Okay, hold on.
It can't
on.
Be no secret
they
don't put it in the world.
We might have to put write a letter on a 66 cent stamp. Ooh, say that three times to inquire for more. Okay, let's see. Let's see what we can find. All right. Probably going to try to give me a commercial. Is that true? What? No commercial. That's a blessing. All right, hold on. Where'd it go? Y'all can't hear none of that.
And we know 79 foot can't be on a human being, so they just wrap
it. So how are we calling it a tattoo? This makes you want to look up the word tattoo. But let me. I'm trying to find where is the. All right, hang on a minute. Oh, I hear him. I hear him talking. Let me try it again. I'm sorry. Let's see. They're so busy trying to give me a commercial. I'm not against commercials. I'm just saying. Right now, I just wanted to hear what they were going to tell us. So let me go another way. Let's go right here. I think we said that was on. All right, it should bring me to it. Well, sister, when did this happen? Because it looks like only the news. Oh, there it goes. I found it. Okay, 2 days ago. Okay, I see it. All right. Now.
The Guinness Book of World Records officially named a Takeoff tribute tattoo as the largest in the world.
Atlanta rapper Takeoff was shot and killed in Houston, Texas late last year, but the record wasn't exactly made intentionally. Artist J.R. Outlaw was practicing the tattoo on a huge canvas. The progress caught traction on social media, so Guinness stepped in to officially mark the record. Outlaw told us there was a little emotion once the tribute was finished.
To actually like seeing it when we actually stood it up and took the pictures of it, and you get a real feel for how big it is and what the actual piece looks like, that's when you really start to feel like the emotions come out of it, where it's like, oh, wow.
The record-breaking art could end up in an art gallery down the road, but Outlaw says nothing is set in stone yet. Okay, so it basically started off as this ginormous piece of art. He was working out the concept. I guess they all were working out the concept. I apologize. So basically, it started off as a very large piece of art. It looked like it filled 79 feet. They must be square feet because they have the whole thing displayed in a room. It's a very large room, but I wouldn't say it's that large of a room, but it is big. And I mean, it stands above the people's head when they stood it upright. But I wouldn't say they must be talking about square inches or something.
But
at least we know it's not on a person. It's
right,
basically something
right.
We could all see.
I thought they was going to have a piece on his body, a piece on this body, and a piece on this body. That's what I thought they was going to
do. See how they do it? They're going to sensationalize it.
Right.
But I'm sure there'll be little miniature ones we can all get at some point, you know, if we subscribe to tattoos.
Yeah.
But bless you, Godfather. You see, we all learned something else tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Wolfgang, yeah. Are you all ready for your segment?
Yep.
All right, take it away. Here is our segment with the Wolfgangs.
Slam the Scammer. You're going to like this one because I think Six said he wanted to hear this one the most. So this is about a bogus online pet scam, paying dearly for London. Danny Shelton's family has always included big dogs. So when family pet Lois was stricken by cancer, they were crushed. Shelton decided to surprise his wife with a new puppy. He scanned the internet and found just what he was looking for. The dog's name was London. It had on a little Christmas hat, said Shelton. After a quick phone call, the deal was done. London was in Georgia, the breeder said, but could be flown to the St. Louis airport for $700. Shelton wired the money from a Walmart and received a bill of sale over email. He prepared to surprise his wife. But then the breeder wrote him a text saying, there's a problem at the airport in Atlanta. Security is quarantining the dog, and they need another $500 to release it. That was the moment it hit Shelton like a punch in the gut. He joined a growing list of people scammed by fake online breeders. The Better Business Bureau said reports of pet scams are up nearly sixfold since it last studied the problem in 2017. A lot of people are really emotionally devastated, said the Better Business Bureau's Steve Baker. Excuse me. Shelton's story has a happy ending. A breeder heard about what happened and let Shelton pick a puppy from her very next litter. When the family visited, one of the pups immediately ran to Shelton. She picked me, he said. I like that ending.
All right. So you got to be watchful of those kind of scammers. They like to get you. And then Six, are you ready for this song? The idea is the title kind of gives itself away in the song, so I'm not going to ask you the title, but I want to see if you know the artist, okay?
Okay.
So are you ready? Okay, here we go.
All of this is red in the hole and the little ground. In crying, row by row, someone dressed in rainbow. Someone warned him from below, to the wind of summer wind. For him,
thank you.
Beautiful.
Was that Bob Dylan?
No.
No. You totally know who this is, Six. Missionary Wolfgang. Can Six Eyes have a hint?
Give him a hint.
Okay. I'm gonna give you a hint off the song because I can't remember the name of this song, but I know who it is. It has something to do with something Rocky and Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain, Colorado.
Oh yeah, Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, but that's not the name of this song.
Yeah,
I was trying to give you a piece of it for the hint of who
Bob
it is.
Bob Denver.
Who?
Not no.
Who?
Bob.
The last name's right, not the first name.
Yeah.
John Denver.
John Denver. And here's what's interesting, Six. The title of that song is Inch by Inch, Row by Row, but it also has another title.
What's that?
What do you think the other title might be?
Something about springtime.
No.
Summertime. Oh,
nope.
Gosh. I've seen it on a Muppet show.
Inch by inch, row by row.
Row by row. Oh, gosh.
Gonna make
I'm gonna
this.
This garden grow. I don't know.
Magic Garden?
No.
Yeah, how about that?
Nope, not Magic Garden. We used to sing this song as kids, man.
Well, it ain't Puff the Magic Dragon.
No.
I don't know, Wolfgang. You
the garden song.
Yeah, I don't know.
The garden
the
song.
The garden song.
If it was a snake, it would have bit us. Wow.
The rattler wow. Just got you.
The rattler.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my goodness! But I do remember it. I remember it as a child, even.
Anybody else remember that? Anybody else? Pride and Joy, Wolfgang. I mean, Godfather.
He was on the Kermit the Frog sang it with him
no,
on the Muppet
sir,
Show.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's my first time hearing that.
I thought you would have called him by the voice because you played John Denver before.
Yeah, Bob Denver. Yeah. John
no,
Denver.
No. John.
Bob
yeah.
Denver.
Like
John
Jonathan.
Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's the one that also did Take Me Home Country Road.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And leaving on his jet plane. I'm leaving. I don't want to hurt y'all ears.
Yeah,
like I like John Denver.
He was
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Don't,
wow.
Don't
wow.
know when I'll be back again. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's a good one, Wolfgang. You got me. I think he was killed in a plane crash.
I don't know what year that. Yeah, I don't know what year that was. I have to. Hold on. Sorry about that. I have to go look that up.
I think he was trying to fly his own plane and end up.
Yeah, he did.
perishing.
Let me see. Sorry. Looking, yes. John Denver died on the afternoon of October 12, 1997, when his light home-built aircraft, a Rutan, I'm not certain how that's pronounced, Long EZ with a registration number they mentioned here, crashed into Monterey Bay near Pacific Grove, California, while making a series of touch-and-go landings at the nearby Monterey Peninsula Airport. He was the plane's only occupant. Yeah,
wow.
1997.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, he has a winter birthday, December 31st, 1943. When he left here, he was 53 years young.
Wow. Okay.
He was from did his classics, John Denver.
You got me again, Wolfgang. I'm sure you're enjoying this.
Well, hey, it gives a little fun to the show. So I'll try to think up something next week.
I'm sure you
will. I certainly enjoy it.
I'm sure you will. Well, I'm going to stop you too, so be on the lookout.
Knowing you, there are certain types of music you could easily stump me on, Six. So, hey, but there are certain ones that I could get you on. But, hey, it's all in the fun, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yes, I love it.
And speaking of fun, we want the kids to have a safe summer. So please make sure you know where your children are at all times. Hopefully they have a cell phone where they can call you and let you know where they're at. So everybody just have a safe summer.
And me being a three-time user of dog guides, I have to put this little notice in there. For all you pet lovers, please be responsible. Remember, with summer being hot, make sure they've got plenty of food out there. Be sure they're fed. And if it's really hot, bring them inside, you know. And if they're in a car, make sure the windows are down enough for them to get air. Because, I mean, if you're going to have to leave your dog in the car, because obviously the signs on the store say no pets allowed. Hey, if you're going to have to leave them in the car, hey, at least let the windows be down so the air can get in there so the dog can breathe, the cat can breathe.
Well,
I mean,
be
responsible.
I'm going to do one better. If you have to go out to run an errand, go to the store, wherever you got to go, leave your pet in the house in air conditioner with food and water. Or if you don't do that, leave them outside, you know, with plenty of ice water where they can cool down and shade. And fenced in, preferably, so they won't run away. But just keep them, you know, in the backyard or in the house where you know they're safe, because people wouldn't leave a cell phone behind. They wouldn't leave a purse behind. So don't leave a pet or child behind.
Exactly. But I'm just saying, Six, some people may be traveling, you know, across country, what have you, and, you know, they may be bringing their pets with them. So for those who are doing that, you know, hey, if they have to stop in the rest stop and it's hot, hey, at least make sure their pet can breathe, because a car can get very hot very rapidly. I mean, all it takes is just one or 2 minutes, and that car can go from 60 degrees all the way up to over 120 or higher in just less than a couple minutes, because the windows act like a magnifier. So make sure they can breathe.
Absolutely. And also, if you live in Texas, it gets in the triple digits up there, so please make sure you're hydrated, plenty of water. There was a tragedy where a father and son was found on a trail hiking. You know, they got times where they recommend that you hike, and they definitely don't recommend top of the morning. You know, they said, if anything, wait till, you know, like the – you know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, where, you know, it's a little bit warmer, but not in the top of the morning, you know, going hiking.
They don't recommend that. So we just want everybody to be safe and have a great summer, but be safe. Because it's real hot out there in Texas. Yep. And I'm complete.
Amen.
Tomorrow, make sure you join us for the Six Eyes Gospel Show. That's at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific, where you get to praise them without leaving the house, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Bring a friend. It's a great show.
Yeah, and you'll want to definitely check it out to see if Six gets the Bloodhound of Scripture tomorrow.
Well,
amen.
Stay tuned for that. Amen. Well, what do we have next? I think we had a great show. Anything else?
Unless someone wants to hear a song, I'll try to play a song for someone.
Well, I'm going to hear music for 2 hours tomorrow. I can do without
okay.
it.
All right.
I don't know about else. If anybody else want to hear it, I'm going to be playing music for 2 hours straight tomorrow. So,
true. Well, I've enjoyed myself. Looking forward to church tomorrow.
Amen. Who else is coming to church tomorrow? Pride Joy, you coming to church tomorrow? Godfather, Francis Clayton.
I do my best.
All right.
Amen.
All right. Appreciate that. And always a pleasure.
Well, you don't have to ask me. You already know my answer.
Yeah, absolutely. You know we'll be there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And early, 15 minutes.
Yeah, he'd be there.
Yes. Bless you. Bless you both.
That's a great thing. Maybe we have ATL sing tomorrow for us for church. I think that'd be cool. She can sing for us.
The solo, right. Yes.
And if he's excited, you just imagine him singing.
Yeah, I'm going to do voice lessons for everybody if they want to someday. I like singing.
Well, I certainly need voice lessons. I need all the voice lessons. Amen.
Yeah, I took it with my cousin's husband, Jim Onion, and it's not related to Emily's Jim Onion, but they're cousins, actually. But he's not related to me personally. It was just I took a lot of voice from him. He was a professional singer. So, hey, maybe someday y'all want to learn voice. It's fun, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd love to find my singing voice. I've misplaced it.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Evangelist Clayton, anytime you want to come to church and bless us with the musical ministry, that would be beautiful. I haven't heard you sing in a while.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. I sure will.
Well, you ready, Kenny? Yeah. We can sing now if you want.
Well, I'd like to, but this phone in here is dying on me. It's already beeping at me.
Well, we're all gonna get ready to get out of here. Because
yeah,
we have to get up in the morning. We definitely want to thank the Lord for allowing us to make the woke list today.
Yes.
We ask that the Lord watch over us as we sleep tonight.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you all for joining us here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And we will catch you tomorrow for the gospel show. So.
Amen. Oh, I got a praise report for you guys.
Amen. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, God has been blessing me with after I've had those 6 injections, and it's still helping my back. I was even able to cut our grass. Kenny helped me in the back, too, so just praise the Lord for his help. And also, my birthday is Monday. I'm going to be 64, and our anniversary is Wednesday next week, and we'll be 26 years married. So
Just want to praise the Lord for all that.
Y'all is doing it.
Yeah,
and if anybody would like to send us a gift, they could just send it via our PayPal. Use the email address 2for1katie@gmail.com. That's digit 2, then you spell out the word 4, F-O-R, digit number 1, and then K-A-T-I-E at gmail.com.
Amen.
And anything you want to send
Amen.
Is greatly appreciated.
Amen.
Amen.
Ms. May, well, thank you. Can I share that? Can I share that link?
Amen. Let me say this.
Yeah, you can go ahead. I'd appreciate
that. Let me say this before we close.
Amen.
Go ahead. Go ahead, let's say. I was trying to say, praise God, my grandson celebrated his birthday yesterday, the 8th. Today is Sunday now, the 9th. So my grandson celebrated his 8-year-old birthday. Nicholas. He's 8 years old. He turned 8 years old.
All right,
and he celebrated
his birthday.
His name is Nicholas. Nicholas Jr. So he's
happy
named
birthday
today.
Amen.
You're from the 6 Hours Radio Network. Happy birthday.
Amen. And this coming Tuesday,
Amen.
The twins, my great-grandbabies, the twins, they'll be 15. They're celebrating their birthday on the 11th. And Mr. Wolfgang, and you are celebrating your birthday on Monday. And also my birthday is the 28th of this month
Amen.
As well, too.
Yeah.
So cake it is. Homemade pound cake it is. Amen. And pineapple
Amen.
Upside down cake, that's what it is.
Mm.
So I'm putting
yeah,
it out
Kenny's
there.
Kenny's going to have a cake for me with a bunch of pudding on top.
I am putting it out there in time, so y'all got time to get it to me.
Amen. That's on a Friday, right? Mm-hmm. There's this clip.
Yes, yes. Yes,
ma'am.
Amen.
Amen.
Man.
Well, Ruth and Wolfgang, if you guys could do something for your anniversary, what would you like to do?
We're already planning a barbecue.
Yeah, if the weather holds up, we're going to try cooking outside.
Okay.
Aww. Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's going to be some dancing going on. Chopper, you going to do the chopper?
We might. I could probably put the music out there, honey, if we want to bring the karaoke out or something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll record it for everybody. That we could play it back for six.
So, depending on how many guests we get, we might be able to buy something real nice for our anniversary.
Yeah, we're right now everybody else is having financial issues. We're having so many changes in this town. We're losing so many businesses, and then they get a few coming in. So it's slow and tedious in Ishtabula right now. We're not doing as well as we used to be as far as finances in this town, but we're getting along.
So,
right. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well,
that's a Wednesday for the anniversary.
Yeah.
God will definitely provide.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, we'll see something.
But well, even though, just to let everybody know, even though Wednesday is our anniversary, we still will be live on the Wednesday Bible Study Show.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to miss the gospel bus.
I never doubted that, Missionary Wolfgang. Amen. I'm just looking to the calendar to count the days so I can know. But I'll be there Wednesday. Amen.
All right.
I think you'll have some fun.
To be there
I
Monday
like
too.
Pastor Bonnet's on Monday, too. We'll
Amen.
Have a little fun with
yes.
him.
Yes. Yes.
You all be blessed as well.
I'm definitely giving each other, y'all are jumping each other right now. I'm just sitting back watching.
Oh, forgive all us. Right. Sorry.
Amen. Y'all have black eyes in the morning, but I mean, hey.
Amen. Black eyes.
Yeah, they jumping each other.
I guess we're talking over one another. And yes, forgive me, I got excited.
Yeah. Good night, Chad.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. I'm out of here.
Good
Make
night.
Sure you take care.
Love
you all.
Love
you all.
love somebody, pass the blunt. If you love somebody, pass the blunt. If you love somebody, pass the blunt. If you love somebody, pass the blunt. Lay on. Listen. Pardon me, darling, may I ponder your garden. The summer is quite lovely, breeze makes the heat soften. Such a unique harvest, I hardly do eat often. A reason to go vegan, I proceed to see with caution. Before we see the coffin, know I love your ass to death. You can have my first air, you can have my last breath. I was taught the darker the berry, the deeper the depth. I put my best foot forward and you was eager to step. Until the traffic jamming and tapping handed across the bridge to see the place in which I live, the mission's not complete. Told me that's a lot of pressure, but any less is defeat. And I can't lie, a lot of niggas try, can't let that shit repeat. She asked me could she pray for me, I never heard that question. With no discretion, I stepped in, her verbal blessing was needed. With God she pleaded, her lover learned the meaning of faith. And I've been meaning to say,
it's your boy DJ ATLLF Styles, kicking it with Six Eyes and the Squad. Drop it, drop it, drop it. Afraid of how you feel. Drop it, drop it.